This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By the way, Larry didn't ask for this, but we're going to do it here in a moment. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war,
oh, yeah.
It's Alex Jones.
It's the front lines. I was on the front lines 21 years ago when I first got on air. I was interviewing FBI agents, Secret Service, NSA people, Larry Nichols. I had like stuff you wouldn't believe. I haven't even told half the stories. Because the Clintons were really smart. It came out in the Joseph Farah lawsuits and Judicial Watch from the Clinton Library. How, before they were even president, they were obsessed with controlling media and having no other narratives. And they were all in there saying that we must shut down anything new in the future. And their first target was the Western Journalism Center, Joseph Farah. Then it was Matt Drudge. Obviously Larry Nichols even before that. But I'm going to come back in the next segment with David and I continue on for a while, and then I'll be back tonight, like I guess 8 to midnight. Jesse James, I've known him for about 5 years. I've hung out with him and DeJory and others. They're big patriots. And of course, he's big friends with Trump. And Trump's launched a national organization, pro-gun movement, with Jesse James. So we're going to have Jesse James in studio tonight. By the way, people say Jesse James and the Sandra Bullock stuff. That everything you hear, and that's the opposite, folks. And I'm not going to talk about it, but everything you heard was the opposite of reality. And he's not coming on about that. It's just that that guy is like a literal blacksmith 15 hours a day in a burning blacksmith field. So I used to live next door to him. I don't need more. It's like I moved in and then Jesse James moves in. That's how I got to know Jesse James like 6 years ago. But the guy is like Vulcan or something, you know, the Greek or the Roman god, and they're beating in a furnace in these spacesuits he wears, making with huge fires. I mean, it's him actually in there making all the stuff. It's crazy. You'll be like 10 o'clock at night. There's like fire shooting out. He's like, you know, beating it with hammers. But he wants to come on, yeah, and so, okay, he's coming on the show. So that's happening tonight. A lot of other surprise guests as well. Getting back to Larry Nichols, I want to put this on screen. Larry, we went up there a year ago because he's diagnosed with lung cancer, and he's really gotten in bad shape since then, and we're praying for him. And he's a really great guy, and I don't want to get into with him on air how he's doing because he's told me it's not too well. But it's Nichols Live at AOL.com. Go make a $5, $10, $100 donation. His cancer treatment's very expensive. He's taking it to stay alive. We need him. Nichols Live at AOL.com. He doesn't ask for it. But Larry Nichols, 58 Kingston Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. He's a great patriot and is just dead on what he's been breaking down. But in the few minutes we got left, getting into any other facets we should cover.
Yeah, there are two things. Completing what I was saying, the biggest thing that will swing this election, I swear to God, because I've done it. I've rigged more elections than most people have ever voted in. If you will commit to the time to stand at the precinct after you vote and subtly, don't make a big scene, just subtly let people know that you're there watching and witnessing to catch voter fraud, you know what will happen, Alex? They'll leave. They'll go someplace else. It's like the home that has, you know, to a burglar, a home's got...
No, I get it. You're stalling them. Instead of them getting to vote 10 times, they'll get to vote twice that day. If citizens just show that we're watching, they'll back off.
They'll back off, and I know it because I had to direct it.
Hey, let me ask you, why would Obama come out and say, yes, go ahead and vote. If you're illegal, we won't come after you?
Because he doesn't care, Alex. This is the beginning of the takeover of this nation.
And they're all in. They're all
far,
in.
They are, and it shows you how far they're in trouble, and they know it because they're calling it out now. The second thing, and Alex, this is an awkward one for me, but I'm going to do it. It's called 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 7. Verse 14, that is the one scripture out of the Bible, Alex, where God tells you, if you'll get on your knees, pray, seek his face, turn from your evil ways, he'll heal our land. Folks, God is in control. If we ask
him, no, Alex, in fact, I've been meaning to do this all day, and then last week I haven't done it. That's my flesh is so prideful. But it is true. We have to hit our knees and admit we've been bad,
right,
and really mean it, like King David did to turn this around. And it is time to hit a knee because it's not that Donald Trump's perfect, but he symbolizes the return of not having an evil system out to get everybody. Larry Nichols.
Alex, one thing in closing, grow this network. This network and others like it, but this is...
Send it out. Absolutely, Larry. God bless you.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Give my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways.
The answer to 1984.
But I will hear from heaven.
1776.
And forgive their sins.
You're listening to the Alex Jones.
And will heal their land. You know, you want to get metaphysical. If you take a load of sin and do bad things, and then don't say it was wrong and bad when it's against life and justice, it eats at you. God's plan is so incredible. Just legitimately don't be proud of it. Mean you're against it and try to not do it again, and I'll heal you. I'll give you a whole new lease. No, I want to keep all my sins, and I want to feel, you know, good about them, and I want to carry them out. If you hold on to a sin, it becomes something that takes you over. If you've paid for abortions because you were lied to or didn't know what was happening, God's not going to judge you as long as you admit I shouldn't have done that for birth control. I was told. I was lied. I was deceived. I forgive myself. I forgive, you know, what I did. And may the baby please forgive me. And will God forgive me and just freeze you? But if not, it becomes a human sacrifice. Not when you did it, but later when you learn about it and your heart's touched by the Holy Spirit and you don't do anything about it, then you're committed to that evil. And look, I'm somebody who... I'm purely honest, and I've paid for quite a few abortions. Remember my dad, I was like 16, and I was scrounging around trying to get money and stuff, and he's like, son, you need to find a woman to get married if you want to, but you need to stop killing my grandkids. I forget that I was 16. He's there looking at me. I already paid for like 5 abortions. He said, I want you to stop killing my grandkids. And after that, I promised myself I would never do that again. And I got a woman pregnant, got married, had kids. It's been wonderful. They teach you it's so horrible to have kids. It's the greatest blessing ever, ladies and gentlemen. And I have killed my children. I love God. I know God forgives me. I love God. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, it was like, oh, it's just a blob of tissue. Oh, I lied to myself at the time, whatever. What are you going to do when you're 14, 15, 16? And, you know, the girls wanted to do it themselves so I could, you know, pass on the blame and say it was their fault, but it was my fault. But that's a whole other story. The point is, let's just get real here. Time for making jokes is over. Just like that famous song Along the Watchtower written by Bob Dylan. There are many of us here that think that life is but a joke, but you and I, we've been through that, and that's not our fate. So let's stop talking falsely now. The hour is getting late. We can put that back on screen. I want to read from it. From the Bible. Because, as Larry Nichols said, that's the key. And Larry Nichols did do the things he said for the Green Berets and then the CIA. He never talked about that. I know people that knew him. And he was a sign of the Dixie Mafia and stuff even worse than the Clintons. Corinthians 7:14, King James Version. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God healed my land when I was 16 years old, and I decided to stop brawling and stop running around trying to get every girl I could. And it wasn't that I was some goody two-shoes. I was Mr. Badass. It was that, hell, I was doing stuff 20-year-old men were doing when I was 12. But the point was, is that it wasn't fulfilling me. It wasn't good. The minute I got on the straight and narrow, the minute I started following what God said, I'm not perfect. The minute was my life opened up and things were fulfilling. And Donald Trump isn't perfect. He's never claimed to be perfect. But he isn't out to get the people, and that's why the enemy is legitimately so scared of him. You understand the level of industrialization we've reached, that we could have space elevators by now, Mars bases, the whole nine yards. I mean, you understand that, right? That's why the elite are so arrogant. They've all sorts of super technology has been discovered. The internet's 40 years old, folks, 50 years old. It's unlimited what we can do together, but they don't want you, the profane, to have access to all that. And all I'm telling these so-called elite is, anybody butchering the genetics of this planet, anybody hurting the future free will of humanity, is no super uber mention. There's nothing Superman when you actively dumb people down. And I know full well I could take anybody, white, black, Hispanic, you name it, who had average IQ genetics and turned them into an absolute badass in politics, in life, and everything, if I have the time and energy to spend time with them. And I see you doing everything you can to make people small, and I'm just here to tell you, that's not godly. That's not lordly. That's not noble. You're not elite. You have stolen our future, and you're going to be removed. And that doesn't mean we're offering some Valhalla, Ragnarok, Gudur Damarong, perfect nirvana. But we have free will and good intention and seek an open free society with free will. You seek to dominate and shutter free will, and that is satanic. That is satanic. I love how in the modern world they push Satanism and stuff as if it's the free will and do what you want. Oh, really? Being some freaking cult that abuses people all day? That lowers you down to the level of the devil so you can be a slave of this fallen piece of trash? No. I want to play this clip. We're going to come back with David Knight. Skip this break because we're broadcasting 20-something hours. Why not? 50-something hours. Excuse me. Right, we always do 20-something hour special broadcast a few times a year. We're going right through tomorrow, right through the next day, 52 hours. Are you part of spreading the word? You've already taken action. It's already shaken the foundations of the New World Order. What if you take the video feeds at Infowars.com/show? What if you send them out to everybody like Matt Drudge has done? What if you email it to your email list? What if you say this is forbidden information, live broadcast with all these special guests covering the election fraud? What's happening? Or how Hillary's canceling her fireworks display and losing in North Carolina and Florida. What happens if you do that? You change the world. Because you believe in yourself, you believe in God, you believe in taking action. And so many people have committed themselves to doing bad things, so they're guilty, so they say, I'll just go all the way, I'm never going to say I'm sorry. No, God understands. God made us in his image. How many trillions of times has God, through his consciousness, through us, experienced what we've been through? God knows us better than our own mothers. And God knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Some will ask, why would God love people like King David or the prodigal son that comes back with some of these bad things and prepare the big feast? The older son says, why are you doing this for him? I was always faithful. I was always here. I didn't do anything wrong. The father looks at him and says, he's back. He's not destroyed. I don't need to do that for you. You never even went down that path. Imagine how much I love you. It's a celebration of pulling humanity back from the edge of doom, out of the devil's jaws. That's a celebration. Those of you out there that are better than I ever was, thank God you don't need some celebration. For whatever reason, you're made of better stuff than I. But the celebration when you've been so close to the devil to be pulled back from that makes me thank God, and God's real. The enemy knows there's a God. That's why it wants to set itself up as God and teach you that the state is God. They traffic in the souls of men. Here's a very important piece. I don't know what to call it. It should go super viral. Put together with Trump, the latest info by Michael Zimmerman, one of our great researchers and editors here. We're going to come back. I got a few other news stories to hit. I'm going to hand the baton to Knight. And Knight is going to be going all the way until 4 o'clock today. And then we're going to have Gucciardi and Dr. Group coming in with huge news. I mean, when I saw the L.A. Times and the Associated Press and CNN last weekend say, we don't know why there's all these thousands of kids, one article was hundreds, it was thousands, were suddenly paralyzed, and then we knew full levels of vaccines, it was like a punch in the stomach. It was like, get out there and expose them. It's like I'm some goody two-shoes who had this instinct to go out and expose them. That's a normal response. I mean, I saw a lady run a red light yesterday and plow into some guy's car on the way to work. And I saw this firefighter get out of his car, his truck, go over help him. And I still had to go over because the car was on fire. And then they said, oh, we got it. They sprayed it off. And I said, yeah, I wasn't really seeing it all. I just saw her running. And they go, yeah, we got enough witnesses. You can go. But it wasn't some heroic thing to pull over and do that. It was just that if I almost drove off. I was like, oh, they got people there. But nah, I better go over there. And again, what if the car would have stayed on fire? What if they would have needed help? I want that same help back. But I watched how people that were three cars ahead of me, who were right there as even more important witnesses than I, they sped off as soon as they could from that car wreck. And that's really the illustration of why we're in this crisis. So here is this report. We'll come back with David Knight. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
They see that the elites who ruined their lives hate Trump. The career politicians hate Trump.
It's just awfully good that Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Trump's election is going to be the biggest you ever recorded in human history.
So you think your business background helped you with campaigning? Because during the primaries, I spent less money than other people and I did better. And that's what we want to do for the country. We want to spend less money and do better.
I am not in the habit of supporting people who attack my wife and attack my father.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz calling.
destruction, terrorism, and weakness. This is the legacy of Hillary Clinton.
Now the two faces of Hillary Clinton are coming out. The fact, through WikiLeaks, that she says one thing and... Oh, no. All right, let's see if we can get Congressman Collins back. Obviously, we just lost the satellite feed.
I think the media is very dishonest. I say it all the time. I think they're among the most dishonest human beings I've ever met.
Clinton has some vulnerabilities herself because of her support in the 1990s for anti-crime legislation that ultimately helped contribute to this era of mass incarceration that she now speaks out again.
We just lost Breonna Keeler.
I will be the nominee. There is no way that I won't be.
Is it acceptable that Wall Street and billionaires are spending hundreds of millions of dollars trying to buy elections? Is that democracy?
All of those Bernie Sanders voters who have been left out of the cold by a rigged system, we welcome you with open arms.
History is watching us now. It's waiting to see if we will rise to the occasion.
Just win, baby.
And if we will show the whole world that America is still free and independent and strong. I am with you. I will fight for you. And I will win for you. I am your voice.
By the way, Michael Zimmerman's made a lot of great videos, but he ran here during the break. He said, no, I put it in my folder. You should air it. This was put together by some great YouTuber, and that is We Are Deplorable. Add hashtag drain the swamp. And that only has 9,000 views. Somebody needs to get there. He needs to have 100 million views. We're going to put it up on Infowars.com and on our Facebook. And I would just basically say, Donald Trump, the media is our number one enemy. I think that's what you call the video. So we will get that out on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I don't like the one part about slapping Jeb Bush's hand, but the Bushes are really evil. We know he tore Bush all the way up. That was one of the first debates. But other than that, it's a perfect ad to counter all this. Briefly, well, I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight for the next hour and 40 minutes. Then I'll be back tonight. Jesse James coming in. He's got a great firearms company. That's not why he's coming in. We're going to have him in here in the studio tonight with us. He's good buddies with Trump, and they're launching a national Second Amendment organization together to try to keep the other Second Amendment groups honest. Gun owners doesn't need that, but some of the other people do, quite frankly. And we've kind of kept the NRA honest, so you know that's a good thing here. You know, we're the people. We're policing all this. We're supposed to be involved. That is some evil thing for us to be involved in policing things. No, we're going to do it. It's happening. But I do just want everybody to know we're running the biggest special in our history, and this is everything. Discounted 20, 30, or 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping on top of it. That is unprecedented. And the little bit of profit we make on each item at that price, we need people to buy a lot of stuff. But you need storable food. You need DNA Force. You need Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet. You need Supermill Vitality. You need Survival Shield X2. You need Living Defense and Brain Force Plus that's now in stock. You need the ProPure G2 King Filter that's 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com is the main umbrella site. Again, InfoWarsLife.com takes you to the nutraceuticals, the supplements, all of that. We got big discounts on Molon Labe, Come and Take It, Pro Gun Apparel, and a lot more at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. 30 to 40% off, and on top of that, sign up for auto ship on stuff like organic coffee from Mexico. People say, why not made in America? There's no good coffee from the United States, I know of, okay? Point is, it's Patriots down there in Mexico, good folks. You buy from the Chiapas Rebels. It's way better than Guatemala. It's right on the border, though. It's fantastic. Wave of America coffee. Stuff like that's good to sign up for auto ship, the different supplements. and they've changed my life. So just check out the supplements, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And we'll keep the reporters we've got. We will hire more people. We will do more. We will be more aggressive. We will stand against the enemy. I don't want to sit here and ever, you know, cry wolf without telling you what's going on. But there's obviously little bugaboos and gremlins and saboteurs and infiltrators and the rest of it that we have to deal with. But that's all part of my life. I mean, it's fun. People play video games where they're battling bad guys because it's fun to dodge them and beat them. Well, we're doing that in the real world. We're not doing a simulation here. This is a real deal. And I resonate with Trump's commitment for justice and a level playing field. And we're going to keep Trump honest. I'll be honest with you. The calculus is complex. I just want to do what's right. I don't engage in calculus. I just do what's right. And if Hillary's dumb enough to steal this election and get in there, it's going to be an even worse road for the globalists, except for one thing. I keep thinking, well, we'll beat them even worse if they do that, except she'd start a nuclear war. So we got to get Trump in. But he's going to challenge any election fraud. He's way ahead. It's a very exciting time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But affecting this election, now listen to me very carefully. I'm handing the baton to David Knight. In this election, we've seen InfoWars go from 400 on the web to 170-something today. It'll be even higher tomorrow. But InfoWars is only, we're not based on InfoWars. We plug it. Here's a story. Here's an article. That's kind of a portal. But only a small portion, maybe 25% of people that actually are into what we do, go to the site. We're all about other dozens of other platforms we're on, from Pinterest to Facebook to Twitter to YouTube to Google to you name it. That's where we, I've always been under attack, so I was always diversifying. And so we're even way bigger than that. And that's not to brag. It's to let you know the effect and the success you've had supporting us, your prayers, your financial support, getting products you need anyways. You can't find a bigger selection of non-GMO heirloom open-pollinated seeds anywhere. 14 different companies there. Lowest price, you name it. Buy your seeds there. Fruit trees, you name it. We got it all. Water filters, books, films, videos, T-shirts, nutraceuticals. It's all there. This is changing history. This paradigm of supporting patriots that support you. But bigger than that, at this point in this election, is I don't want to just have 5 million views today or 10 million over the next 2 days separate from our radio audience and go, oh, look, we had, you know, 6-7 million views on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on their different video platforms. Oh, look, we had 1 million on Periscope. We had 5 million on Facebook. We had 3 million on YouTube. We had 2 million. Oh, we had 10 million, you know, on our own platform. I want to see 50 million, 100 million, 200 million. I want it to just be so fantastical while we challenge the CNNs and the Fox News, the MSNBCs, and just show people what we're doing. And if you send the link out at InfoWars.com/show, like Drudge has done, top of his page last time I checked, and if others do it, the snowball is unstoppable. David Knight, tell us what you got coming up in the next hour and a half, my friend, and then more coming up today, obviously. A lot of big breaking news. Spread the links, folks, and I'll be back tonight, 8 o'clock, Central, David Knight.
Well, Alex, I got a lot of news from North Carolina because North Carolina is in the focus. And as you know, I came from North Carolina. I want to talk about how this is being spun. And, of course, right now, Donald Trump is in North Carolina for yet another event. This guy is everywhere. It's amazing the amount of energy that Donald Trump has. And, of course, I'm going to be here for hours 4 and 5 of our 52-hour broadcast. This is part of a grassroots revolution, folks. This is a grassroots revolution against the establishment. And as Alex was talking about the metrics of just the website, InfoWars.com, and how that has soared, I've seen just one other metric, our YouTube channel. I've seen the number of subscribers nearly go a factor of 10 higher than it was when I joined 4 years ago. So things are starting to pull together. But, you know, when I look at this election, the thing that kept coming to mind, I used to, this time of year, every year I would read with my sons when they were younger. We would go through and we'd read Lord of the Rings. And there's a quote from The Lord of the Rings. The quest stands on the edge of a knife. Stray but a little, it will fail to the ruin of all. Yet hope remains while the company is true. That's our pledge to you. We will do our best to tell you what's true, no matter who it hurts, even if it hurts us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show and our 52-hour live election broadcast that has begun. We're now in hour number four of that 52-hour broadcast. I just asked the guys in the booth, I said, what's on special right now? Because we have to fund this operation, folks. Basically, they said pretty much everything is on massive sales. Let me just run down some of these things here. Massive super sale fundraiser, 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off DNA Force, 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30% off Survival Shield X2, 30% off ProPure King Water Filters, 25% off Secret 12, 15% off all Moulin Labe apparel. So you get the idea. Pretty much everything on the site is on sale for the next 52 hours. We're pushing hard, folks. This is a very momentous time. Just as I said before we went to the break, the quest stands on the edge of a knife. And as we hobbits move along to try to throw this ring of power that has been forged by the Democrats, this one ring of crony capitalism, this massive web of corruption that is interwoven at the top, this kind of racketeering, corrupt organization that we've seen the federal government become under Hillary Clinton and her cronies, nothing epitomizes that more than what FBI Director Comey has done. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment, but I want to focus now on, just briefly, why is it that InfoWars is ramping up exponentially, and why is it that the mainstream media has lost so much credibility? Well, we've seen this coming for a long time. You've known for a long time that they've been lying to you, that they're biased. You can see that. Anybody that watches this, that has access to the internet, that can see these people on a daily basis, catch the snippets of this, they understand that it was biased. But then we see the WikiLeaks leaks, the emails that have come out. These things, just in the last couple of days, Daily Caller points out WikiLeaks shows Washington Post writer asked the DNC for anti-Trump research. Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank appears to have asked the Democrat National Committee to do the majority of the research for a negative column he wrote about Donald Trump in April of this year. Okay, so it's called the 10 Plagues of Donald Trump. So it's not enough that they want to be in the tank for the Democrats, in the tank for Hillary Clinton, but they actually go to them and ask them to give them talking points. Help me write my article. And, you know, when they do an interview with Hillary Clinton, they come back to Hillary Clinton and say, we'd like for you to review what we're going to say about you. Is it positive enough? Do you like the way that we quoted you in these quotes, or do you want to rearrange those quotes? In which case, they're not really quotes, are they? So we understand what the game is. Here's another one, WikiLeaks. DNC and CNN, the Democrat National Committee and CNN, the Clinton News Network, colluded on questions for Trump and for Cruz. Newly released emails from WikiLeaks suggest the Democrat National Committee colluded with CNN in devising questions in April to be asked of then-Republican primary candidate Donald Trump in an upcoming interview. They did this for Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer. Remember the guy who went on and he and Jimmy Kimmel laughed about Alex Jones and the pickle joke that Jimmy Kimmel did? And we pointed out, hey, you're trying to make her look good. We understand that Jimmy Kimmel's got a comedy show, folks. But you also understand the optics that are there. Even when people know that this is a put-on, that it's a gag, it still makes a difference. It's just like Saturday Night Live. You think their antics on Saturday Night Live don't have an effect? Of course they do. Of course they do. They show cartoon versions of Donald Trump and also equally cartoon versions of Hillary Clinton. So earnest, so intelligent, so organized. And then Donald Trump is this slob as they portray him with Alec Baldwin. That has a big difference. It's a comedy show, but it makes a big difference. And so when Alex called him out on that on the Jimmy Kimmel show, they bring on Wolf Blitzer, and Wolf Blitzer, you know, plays with the pickles and stuff. But the Wolf Blitzer, he's the guy that's asking the DNC to write his questions for him. How pathetic is that? How pathetic is that? And then you got the guy who is CNBC's head of operations here. He's asking John Podesta, what should I ask Jeb Bush? See, that's the way that it goes. So whether it is other Republicans like Cruz or Jeb or Trump, or if it's a Democrat like Bernie Sanders, you see how the mainstream media has attached itself to Hillary Clinton against everyone else, even against a Bush, even against another one of the anointed inner clans. Okay, it's always for Hillary, always for Hillary. You have to understand that fix is in. You have to understand what level that fix is in. But let's take a look at some of the optimistic information that's coming out. And, of course, this is taken from the top of Drudge here. There's now a jump in the in Trump, jumps to the lead in Colorado. This is on Matt Drudge. Also, you know, this is not on Drudge, but I've been hearing from people reporting on this in the news, questioning the fact that Hillary spent so much time in Michigan. The fact that people in her campaign would say, if we can hold on to Michigan. Well, why would that be an if for them? See, Michigan has been solid Democrat for a very long time. Going back to the 1980s, it's been solid Democrat since then. They're about to lose it because the people in Michigan have been eviscerated by these so-called trade deals. They're not trade deals. They're traitor deals. These are traitors who have sold out our country, who have transferred these companies elsewhere, who have provided incentives for people to move elsewhere, disincentives for people to build a business here in America. They've done everything to disincentivize having a business here in America. You know, when I was, I can remember back in the early 90s, right after Bill Clinton got elected and Hillary was, as first lady, usurping the authority to try to take over our health care. And I can remember the arrogance of Hillary Clinton saying, when people pointed out to her, this is going to be an incredible burden on small businesses. It's going to cost jobs, just as Obamacare has done. Okay? And she was proposing something that was more radical than that. And her response to that was typical Hillary Clinton, typical arrogance. She said, I can't be bothered by every undercapitalized small business. No, she can't be bothered for the people who can't afford to pay her hundreds of thousands of dollars to make a speech. Hillary Clinton doesn't care about Main Street. As far as she's concerned, all of you small businesses, you're just undercapitalized. You can't afford to buy Hillary Clinton. You can't afford her to help you. She's going to go to Wall Street. She's going to go to the bankers for help because she doesn't want your help. You're undercapitalized. You don't deserve to have a life, a business, independence, financial independence. No, you don't deserve that. That made me furious. And I remember going to meetings that were held by our Democrat Congressman David Price back in North Carolina, and he was pushing Hillary Clinton health care. And I remember getting up and speaking at some of those rallies. And one thing that really took me back was I said something about, okay, there's people who are in healthcare situations, and we need to try to focus on private charity, do other things like that to help them. And that was just one thing that I threw out. The minute I said charity, I got roundly hissed and booed by the crowd. That really kind of surprised me. I was surprised that people would be so openly contemptuous of the idea that we would help each other outside of the government. The government wouldn't hold a gun to your head and say you're going to help your neighbor, that you would help your neighbor yourself, or that there would be private entities that would rise up and do it. You know, when Alexis de Tocqueville wrote about democracy in America in the early days of the Republic, one of the things that he talked about was how everyone was helping each other with volunteer societies. He said it was absolutely amazing. And that's the way America was. Until we decided that it was the role of government, not the role of individuals, not the role of churches, not the role of communities, but the role of government at the highest level to help people. And that's how we get the kind of corruption that we have now, because they don't know who to help. They're corrupt. They don't know how to. They don't know the people that are the deserving poor. They don't have any way of knowing that like you do at the community level. And, of course, they are using their power for other reasons. They're just using this idea of helping people as a beard for their power. But let's take a look at what's going on in North Carolina. As I pointed out, we've got Donald Trump there speaking right now. And we've got a couple of interesting things I found from a site that I go to for local news still in North Carolina, Carolina Plot Hound. He just focuses on local news and the state. Here's one. Roy Cooper. Now, this is the guy who is running for governor, the Democrat who's running for governor. He was the attorney general. He was one who tried to shut down this grab against restrooms. We tried to tell everybody whether it's a private property or whether it's a church property or whether it's a public restroom. They're going to tell you how your restrooms are going to be organized, right? And the legislature, which is all Republican, and the governor, and they said, no, you're not going to dictate to us what our restrooms are going to be like. And Roy Cooper basically shut this whole thing down. And now he's been caught busing people in from out of state. I want to play this little clip here where they interview some of the people who have come in to help as campaign workers.
Volunteers from New York, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. shook hands and talked with Cooper before leaving to canvass in different areas throughout the city.
This is just such a critical election for North Carolina and our country, and I believe that there are many informed people here that just need to know where and when to vote.
It was really important to me to get back down here to help elect North Carolina Democrats up and down the ticket.
Patrick Toomey and his mom, Maureen Kelly, explain why they support Democrats like Cooper.
I think Roy Cooper really wants to just move this state forward and past sort of all the divisions that we've had under Governor McCrory.
On the HB2 thing, on voting rights, on so many issues.
Yeah, we need to have these other states like North Carolina. We need to have people from New York, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. come to us and explain to us how we should live. Tell us how to vote. Because, you see, there just aren't enough people in North Carolina who want to vote Democrat. And let me tell you something. This whole nonsense about North Carolina being in play, it's only in play if there's fraud involved, folks. Let me tell you a little bit of the brief history of North Carolina. After Reconstruction, after what the Republicans did with that, it was like the rest of the South, thoroughly Democrat. It would be, once you finish, just like it was in Florida when I was growing up in Florida, the real election was the Democrat primary. Nobody really ran as a Republican because of the bad taste that Reconstruction had left in people's mouth. And so in North Carolina, they had only had, I think, one Republican governor, maybe two, since Reconstruction. When Ronald Reagan came through, it changed things a little bit. They got a couple of Republican senators, but it would go on and off. It would be a Republican, a Democrat. So it was kind of a purple state. Even Ronald Reagan couldn't overcome that for a while. And so it would go Republican, it would go Democrat. But the House and the state House, the state Senate were thoroughly Democrat. And, of course, the state legislature does the gerrymandering where they set up the congressional district. So the congressional district, congressional districting was thoroughly Democrat as well. So the only chance that you had was occasionally get a Republican senator or a Republican Democrat until Obama. Remember that Obama won North Carolina in 2008, and then people saw what he did. And in 2010, they had a massive change in the state House, in the state Senate, and the state legislature. And that was the point at which the Republicans took over for the first time since Reconstruction. They took over state government at the legislature level. They also elected Republican governor and got Republicans in the Senate as well. But they still pretty much had a Republican congressional delegation until the next election. So once the House took over in 2010, once the Republicans took over the House in 2010, they reversed the gerrymandering that had favored Democrats to favor them. And so pretty much Republicans have had the rule in North Carolina since Obama. So he did for Republicans in North Carolina what he did for gun ownership throughout this country. And so now they want to tell us that they're going to vote against, you know, even Romney beat Obama in 2012. But the mainstream press that lies through its teeth wants to tell you that things are in play now for the third term of Obama, which is what Hillary Clinton is. No, it's not. As a matter of fact, the article that had that clip in it says, after taking millions, this is a quote from Governor McCrory's office, and of course he's a Republican running against Attorney General Roy Cooper for governor. The Republican says, after taking millions in contributions and support from out-of-state liberal groups, Roy Cooper is now turning to them to save his campaign after momentum has shifted towards Governor McCrory. They say, our state needs a governor who is elected by North Carolinians, not liberal activists from Washington, D.C., New York, and Oregon. That's exactly right. Now, one other bit of news out of North Carolina. This is from the North Carolina GOP. And I thought this was interesting because they said the North Carolina GOP is going to present evidence in federal court of the NAACP and Democrat leaders using voter suppression. What is this about? This is a leader in Lee County Democrat Party calling on their supporters to bring weapons like baseball bats to polling sites. Where did we see this before? Remember, we had polling sites in Chicago where we had the new Black Panthers show up and intimidate people. You know, if you're going to show up and you're white, hey, you might be voting against Obama. So get out of here before I hit you with a baseball bat. And then, of course, Obama's attorney general says, nothing to see here. Eric Holder says, we're not going to prosecute that. No, that's nothing to worry about. So that's the kind of corruption that we've got at the top. That's what we're seeing from FBI Director Comey as well. This is Margaret Murchison, who is a leader in the Lee County Democrat Party, calling on supporters to bring weapons. This is an attempt to stop voter information from being distributed about veterans who are running for office. Okay? So they don't want you to know that that veterans are running for office. You might want to vote for somebody because they're a military veteran, but no, no, no. Somebody shows up telling you about veterans who are running for office, run them off with a baseball bat. She says, we need enough volunteers at both sites and also on election day to, uppercase, screaming, nip this in the bud, even if it means a baseball bat is necessary, she says. Okay? So there you go. See, when you tolerate the kind of corruption that we had with Attorney General Eric Holder letting the new Black Panthers run people off of polling sites with baseball bats, then it spreads to North Carolina. It's corruption. It's the rotting that begins at the head, right? The fish rots from the head down. That's what we've always seen. Now, let's take a look at some other metrics that are coming out, some other positive news that is coming out. We see, of course, Drudge was on top of this. He pointed out Democrats widened their lead over GOP in Florida early votes. This is from Politico. And they talk about how Florida Democrats increased their lead over Republicans in casting pre-election day ballots to nearly 33,000 as of Sunday night, as of Sunday morning. So this is Politico, which is thoroughly in the Hillary Clinton camp. So happy about the fact that they have a 33,000 vote of Republicans versus Democrats in terms of absentee ballots that have been mailed back in. But not so fast. Because let's take a look at this and let's look at the metrics involved here. And as Drudge has at the top of the Drudge Report, he points out that in Florida, let's do Florida first because he's got one about Florida. He's got another one about North Carolina. He says in Florida, Trump outperforms Romney by 130,000 in early votes. So think about this, okay? Here's the issue, both in Florida and in North Carolina. When they turn in the ballots, the absentee ballots, that is always heavily Democrat. Mitt Romney went into Election Day with a deficit of 161,000 in absentee ballots. And the fact that the Democrats have about 33,000 edge on Trump is not good news, Politico. That means that Trump is outperforming Mitt Romney by about 130,000. And Mitt Romney even lost the state by 74,000. We'll be right back.
You know, suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat. Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All the leaves are
to our live 52-hour broadcast, election coverage. I'm David Knight. I'll be here the rest of this hour and the next hour. Then we'll be joined by Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group. Following them, I think we'll have Rob Dew, also having as a guest Stefan Molyneux, who was on earlier with Alex Jones, but he'll be back for more in-depth coverage with Rob Dew. And we'll have the entire staff coming through here for the next 52 hours. Very important time that we're facing here as a country. That's why we're covering this live. As I was saying just before we went to break, we look at the top of Drudge, and we look at these metrics coming out of Florida and North Carolina. And as I said before, North Carolina, it didn't turn red because of Reagan. He moved them in that direction, but it was Obama who turned North Carolina red. North Carolina voted for Obama in 2008, but they voted for Romney in 2012. And now we see that Donald Trump is outperforming Romney, who won in North Carolina. Now, we look at the absentee ballots that come in. They're not going to give us results as to how people voted, but they're simply looking at this point as to how many Democrat ballots have been returned, how many Republican ballots have been returned. And they're looking at that in North Carolina and in Florida. So here's the situation. At this point, 4 years ago, Romney was down by 447,000. So there's 447,000 more Democrat ballots than Republican ballots. And understand, the Democrats do far more mail-in of ballots, whether that's their real ballots or whether that's just the way the Democrat machine works. But they do far more mail-in ballots. The Republicans tend to go in and vote on Election Day. So at this point, 4 years ago, Romney was down by 447,000, but he still won by 97,000. He still won North Carolina, even though he started out before Election Day down by nearly 450,000. He won by 100,000 on Election Day. Trump now is only down 305,000. In other words, he's outperforming where Romney was 4 years ago by 142,000. And Romney won 4 years ago by 100,000. So far, Trump is doing better. And that's what we've seen everywhere. We've seen that we've had record turnout following Donald Trump. That's the fundamental flaw with all of these analyses that are being done by people like Nate Silver with 538. This is the way that they're missing this metric. They don't have any way to measure enthusiasm. They ought to take a look at the number of small contributions made to Donald Trump. They ought to take a look at the number of people who have registered for the first time, the number of people who have switched their registration from Democrat to Republican in Democrat states. They ought to look at the crowd sizes, but they ignore everything, including social media, and they focus simply on their own internal polls. And I have to say, when we look at every single metric, even silly ones like the number of Halloween masks or which standee does the monkey kiss. You know, does the standee in China, you know, the Chinese monkey that kisses Donald Trump or kisses Hillary Clinton. Well, you know, why wouldn't that be as important a metric as the phony media that gives Hillary Clinton a big hug and a kiss? I mean, the Chinese monkey is every bit as valid as the mainstream media, quite frankly. But when we look at what's going on in Florida, again, Romney was down 161,000 at this point with mail-in ballots, Democrat versus Republican. He went on to lose by 74,000 Florida last time. Trump now is down by just 33,000. Not 161,000, but just 33,000. In other words, he's outperforming Romney by 130,000. And remember, the difference between the two last time was 74,000. All right, we're going to be back in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. I want to talk about Janet Reno, the Butcher of Waco. And I want to talk about what her life says to people like James Comey, FBI director. You know, she was head of the Justice Department, but now she is going to be facing justice, eternal justice. It's appointed to man wants to die and then face the judgment. And people who want to rig this election need to understand there's going to be a reckoning. If it's not in this life, it'll eventually be there. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.